This is The Burt Show.
The Burt Show Youth Group has entered the studio. I don't know what, and we don't know what for, but they are all here. There is strength in numbers. What's going on?
Well, there might not be strength in numbers after this idea. So,
is this in the same series as Bad Idea?
Yeah. Yeah, we can call this a bad idea.
Tommy, cue it up. You got it ready to go?
It's contagious.
There's something going on. Bad ideas are all over the place these days, especially in here. And so I feel like after yesterday's segment where Rebecca decided to kind of with our consent, kind of without our consent, put Mikey and I's picture up on Reddit and having people rate and roast us seemed a little backhanded to me.
It was pretty fun. It was pretty fun.
Oh, there were some that were they were golden.
I had a great time.
I bet you did.
I'm glad you guys had a great time. Rebecca set us up for failure. She basically put our pictures up and was like, I'm a cave troll who hates everything. Please roast me. And for hers, she was like, I'm gorgeous and beautiful. Please tell me. So because of that, through that segment, she also kind of mentioned that apparently there's an underlying competition amongst the youth group, which I didn't really think that it was a competition, but it's biting for your approval, Bert, and your love of which one of us is the favorite at any given moment.
Oh, I am very flattered.
And don't forget, I'm adding it to the schedule on Friday. You're going to have to decide the ranking of the youth group as to who is your favorite from the past week, aka who was the funniest and who made you laugh the most.
So it's like watching like Major League Baseball standings every week. Okay, yeah. I like this actually.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a youth group power ranking that goes up every Friday, and Bert is gonna be voting on who he likes the most.
If I had to assign somebody that position right now, I think based on the content that Rebecca brought in, being it as evil as it was and the laughs that it got, you'd be in first place right now.
Thank you, Daddy Bert.
Number one.
I am the favorite child.
You get allowance this week.
You factor in the roasts, though, from Jackson and Mikey. That's some stiff competition.
That was last week. What have you done for me lately?
Okay. All right.
This is true.
Well, speaking of the roast last week, we got to get our licks in on all of you guys in On the Bank.
Sure did.
We really got to do that. And so it got me thinking that there's this competition going on, some roasts happening here and there, people getting made fun of left and right. So I figured it would be a good idea to pit some of the youth group against each other, okay? And the way that we're going
sounds like it's happening organically, Jackson.
Why not just throw gasoline onto the fire? And we are going to do a youth group, okay? Follow with me here. We are going to make diss tracks for each other, okay? And I'm talking fully produced, fully written out diss tracks on one another, going as hard as we possibly can on each other.
Now, is this like you draw a name and you would do a diss track on Rebecca, or are you doing a diss track on everybody that's in the youth group?
I'm hoping that this hasn't been well thought out.
Because that, you know, doing this individually, it would take, I think, a ton of time. But fortunately for us, the youth group has more or less paired up as we've gone through working here, okay?
Okay.
So I figured it would be a 2 versus 2 versus 2, all right? The teams are going to be, obviously, myself and Mikey. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Rebecca and Abby, and it is going to be Amber and Katie.
Interesting. The two black lesbians are in the same group.
didn't think that was that obvious, but here we are.
No, it was very obvious. It's very obvious.
So I am tasking those teams to come up, write your own lyrics, write your own stuff, make a solid production of your own diss track against the other two teams. I think this is going to take a lot of time, so I think we should give it the weekend and have us all come in here on Monday with our full-blown diss tracks for one another.
Okay, let's work on the scheduling of it, but I also want to say this before we get into it, okay? Because the show has a rich history of roasting and making fun of each other. But when one person gets really offended, then it can really mess the chemistry up with everybody else. So everybody has to be on board. If you're saying all systems go, like anything is on the table, but I need to verbally hear everybody say, I get it, I'm in, I won't get my feelings hurt, then sure.
I think if everybody wants to come up with something or things that are completely off limits and off the table, you are allowed to express that and everyone is required to abide by that. But beyond those explicitly written things that we are not allowed to talk about, everything
Katie just walked in here
Katie's
with
so
that
upset.
Attitude, man.
Everything is free game.
All right, what you got, Katie?
I just want to know, how did I get in this?
I have no idea about this either, Katie.
Well, I mean, I think you are in the youth group.
Yeah, some days.
Okay.
That's what she wants to be.
Are you straddling the youth group fence?
Yeah, I always do. But now Jackson wants to issue a challenge,
yeah,
I'm going to have to prove something to you. I'm going to have to make a point.
So you're into it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're on my team, Katie.
Does anybody off the top of their head right now have anything that would be off limits for the diss track?
It's a very smart question.
Yeah, probably my mom, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, fair.
Cancer in general.
Okay.
Well, I think we can work around those two.
Okay. Katie, anything?
No, nothing I can think of.
No? Okay. You sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You don't have to, like, if you come up with something later, that's fine.
Nope, too late. What's been said has been said.
It's written in stone.
I think those are two obvious ones, cancer and my passed away mother.
Yeah.
How about you, Jackson?
No, I'm good.
Anything is on the table.
Anything that you want to go for on me is free game.
All right, and you want to answer for Mikey also?
Mikey's good, too.
Okay, so diss tracks for each other. They start on Monday?
Yeah, I think we need a decent bit of time to write these and get everything down. So I think giving us the weekend seems like a fair amount of time.
I feel like I need to write an oath today that you guys will all have to say on the air tomorrow.
Yes.
Agreeing, like a verbal contract that agrees that whatever is said, that's it. It's for entertainment purposes also. This is not really how we feel, okay? We're not going to get our feelings hurt, that anything goes.
Yes, absolutely. I think that is totally fair.
Because okay. We need to learn from our mistakes.
Yeah. We never do.
This is The Bird Show.